Morning, and we're pleased to have a few minutes in the studio to speak with Kalamazoo Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Darren Slade. Dr. Slade, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Happy to be here today.
Thanks so much for dropping by to talk with us. And tomorrow night, you're going to hold a community feedback session at Kalamazoo Central High School. Tell us why you've chosen this particular way to communicate with the public.
Okay, one thing that was said repeatedly when I first interviewed for the position is that the community wanted to have more opportunities to provide real feedback to the school district so we could make adjustments and continue to improve and do what's best for students. So this is just one of the ways that we're providing the community with an opportunity to share their opinion, provide input, and to pose any question that they may have for myself or any other member of the school district. We're also having community meetings, staff meetings in every school. We're doing two a day for the most part, and we're giving each staff and school stakeholder group a chance to provide the same input but on a much smaller scale. So I think this school year we've had at least 60 opportunities for the community to provide feedback, and I'm just happy that the community is turning out and things seem to be going very well.
You've been very adamant about making sure that people know that at these particular meetings that you've kind of got to stay on point with your comments and feedback to the Kalamazoo Public Schools.
Yes. I'm going back again to when I first interviewed for the position. When I first started, I went out and we met with a lot of different stakeholder groups around the city. And one thing that was said, sometimes in the past, folks had not been as respectful as they could be. So I'm just reinforcing the fact that we are modeling for our students that they have to be respectful of their teachers, respectful of school staff. We even push that students need to be respectful of their parents. So we have to model that. So when we have these community meetings, when folks come up to the mic to speak, we just want to, again, remind them that we have rules that have to be followed. And normally we don't have any issues, but we are going to continue to remind folks that when we have these type of meetings, we have a certain decorum that must be followed, and we're going to be real tight with that. Folks who don't follow it, there will be some follow-up and consequences. But, yeah, I will say this on and on and on because it's very important.
Kalamazoo Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Darren Slade is our guest here on WKZO in the studio, talking about upcoming public get-togethers. And the meetings on strategic plan are kind of interesting. You've mentioned you've been using plan to use the SWOT method, which is something that a lot of us in the business world have experienced, strengths, weaknesses, threats, and opportunities to find out where the district stands and where it might go in the future.
Yeah, it's a great model. We went through a strategic planning process in my previous district. I was kind of in charge of that. We used that model. All stakeholders seem to like it. And it's good to identify. You have to be very honest when you're running any organization. You have to identify things that are going well, things that are going great. But you also need to know the areas of weakness and the areas for growth if you want to make improvement. And as you just said, it's used in a lot of organizations. It's a great model. And we're using it to kind of guide our strategic planning process.
Well, the community feedback session at Kalamazoo Central is tomorrow night at 6:30, and consult the KPS website for the other public get-togethers regarding the strategic plan. Let me ask you, how has the Saturday school model worked out?
We have Saturday school in place. We started a few weeks ago, and we started Saturday school because we wanted to provide additional opportunities for students who needed support in the areas of reading and math. I want to thank the staff members from Kalamazoo, teachers who are working 5 days a week but then coming in on Saturday to provide that additional support. Also, our great parents and students who are participating. But we put it in place because, again, we just wanted to meet the needs of our students. And we do plan on expanding that going into next year and opening up to more students so we can provide more support for the students who need it. It's going well.
All right. Good to hear there. We're very quickly coming to the end of a school year. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it sure has seemed to go very quickly this school year. What has pleased you the most about this past school year, and what are the biggest challenges you think as you get ready to draw the school year to a close?
Well, this is my first year as a superintendent, and I will say I'm just very impressed with the commitment, dedication, and compassion of our teachers, our paraprofessionals, our bus drivers, our whole staff. I think that's impressed me the most, just the dedication. I've had a chance to work in 5 different school districts, and I say this every time I have a meeting. This is probably the most dedicated, compassionate group of adults I've ever seen, and their compassion and support of students. The year has gone very fast. I think we've had a great year, major reduction in the incidence of inappropriate behavior, major reduction in our chronic attendance rate. We've improved our chronic attendance rate by 10% already, and we just put the new policy in place, I think, the end of November. Just overall improvement this year, and I hope it continues. I will say sometimes when the weather starts to warm up, we have to tighten things up because, you know, students get very excited. The year is coming to an end, summer starting. So I just want to basically make sure that we all end the year strong because we had a great school year. So we want to end the school year on a very positive note. We had graduation ceremonies coming up, award ceremonies coming up. Normally one of the best times of the school year. So, we just want to end the year strong. And I do want to thank the whole Kalamazoo community because this is a team effort, and I think we're doing very well right now. Still a lot of room for growth, but I'm very pleased right now with where we are. And again, I want to thank our school board also. They do a lot of work to help this stuff happen.
Kalamazoo Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Darren Slade, our guest this morning. Thank you so much for your time.